Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water, 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly. But that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
And it's Courtney from LA. Hi, Mary.
Hey, I feel like I just talked to you.
I know. It's been only a few days since we did our royal wedding special, but we're here and we're back on track on Thursdays. For whoever left us a review and said, I'm taking a star off because I never know when they're going to release the episodes, it's always Thursday unless otherwise stated on an Instagram story.
Well, and we did say that we were going to do the royal wedding.
Yeah. So we see it otherwise.
And also it's probably going to come out on Wednesday next week.
Yeah. Listen, if we give it to you earlier, that should be like an excitement, right? Like, ooh, it's like Christmas morning at the Berserkshires and here's a gift. And it's the podcast wrapped in a rolling with my Snowmies sweater.
Rolling with the Snowmies.
I love when she's like, let's see if this idiot with the snow globes understands this. I'm like, Bethany, you're a little too caustic for me. Let us be mean and you chill. We'll get to that later. I also want to say that we haven't watched Southern Charm yet either, so we'll cover that next week. But all I know is that Ashley is going down.
Well, a big story was published this week, and it was all from We Love Pat Atchell's Insta.
She talked to Daily Mail, and she talked to like a couple of outlets just saying, like telling her side of the story, which I 100% believe.
Mm-hmm.
And basically saying that like T-Rav was like yelling at her and get drunk and was like inappropriate. And so
it sounds like he gets possessed.
Yeah, like the devil takes over. Well, the devil's always inside him, but alcohol definitely is the enabler.
Do we think, though, that he's paying Ashley?
100%. Allegedly. I mean, he paid $10,000.
Her too, but I feel like she's, like, really taking on the role. I feel like she's invested now.
She's watched too many – she's watched Pretty Woman, like, way too many times. And she's like, no, you can go from a hooker to marrying a rich guy.
Right.
I saw it in a movie. She's, like, goes to, like, Gwyn's and she's like – big mistake. Huge. But no, and so...
You mean Lily Pulitzer?
Say that again?
You mean Lily Pulitzer?
Right. Yeah, that's it.
That's like what she's exclusively wearing this season. Like,
I heard in the South all they wear is Lily Pulitzer. That's what the sorority girls wear. So I'm going to wear that. I'm going to add an accent. I'm going to act like I could be those babies' mamas. And it's that
dolphin voice.
It's like, do we miss Landon now that we've been given Ashley? Like, those are the things I question. And
no.
it doesn't make me feel like a good person to wonder that.
No.
Okay, so we've been calling for Bravo to at least make some sort of statement about this, because what the fuck? It's not cool. Like, T-Rav is alleged, whatever the alleged, you know, statements are, it's just like, Bravo, you need to make a statement saying that you're at least investigating, like, whatever. So I feel like we made an impact by posting and saying, Bravo, you need to get him off our screens. And so on Watch What Happens Live, Catherine and Craig were on there on, it was either like Monday or Tuesday night. And you could tell, like, Andy right away was like, guys, so T-Rav's been in the news. Do you have any comment? And their comments could not be more rehearsed, where Catherine was like, I won't say anything until, you know, if the allegations are proven true, like, then maybe I'll say something like, those are my babies. And Craig's like, I know nothing besides what I've read on social media. And I just felt like Andy was like, these are the prepared statements you guys are going to say, so it sounds like we're saying something, but we're really not.
He won't be back next season. Let's just say that.
It's like, the show would be so much better off without him. Like, he's not entertaining. Like, his moose knuckle needs to go.
No, he's pretty entertaining. He's so dumb.
He was entertaining before he was this person, though. Like, last season was like, he's like a gaslighter for Catherine. I didn't like that, like, trying to make her crazy. I don't like what he's doing this season. Like, he's just icky now. Like, before he was just like kind of like a pervy old man, but now he's like a sexual predator.
Super slimy. Yeah. Right.
And he looks like a toe.
Him and JD can leave together.
They can rot in hell.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh. Let's talk what other news.
So Sheena and Robbie from The Bachelor, these photos came out this week of them in the ocean that are so staged.
So staged.
They're literally holding hands in the ocean and called TMZ to take photos.
Okay, so I don't know if you've ever seen the account Honda Civic Selfie.
I sure have.
Okay. Well, so this week they posted, they're like, oh, wow, Sheena's done this before. So they post all this stuff of where Sheena when she's with Shay in Hawaii, and then Sheena when she was with Rob in Hawaii, and then Sheena's with Robbie. And Mike Shay commented on it and was like, we all make mistakes.
God bless Mike Shay.
Oh, my God. It was so good. It was so – I was, like, laughing. It's like his comments just come out of nowhere. I mean, he hasn't DM'd us in a while.
We got to poach him more, I guess.
I feel like it's okay he hasn't.
I, like, don't actually want him to know we'll be in West Hollywood.
Should
on
we?
June 12th.
I was just going to say, should we invite him to see you next Tuesday?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
That would, like, make me nervous.
Yeah, I don't know what I would do with that. But, guys, again, we just want to throw it out there. June 12th, See you next Tuesday. Be there or not, but just like be there if you're in the LA area.
Danny Pellegrino will be joining us and maybe some other special friends.
Yeah. So I think if you're in the area, it'll be well worth your while. We will do some see you next Tuesday. Maybe we'll go to Pump.
Who knows? Like
TomTom could be open.
TomTom might be open. They're in Fresno this weekend. But I mean, who doesn't like to be?
Fresno's a big place.
Say that again.
I said Fresno's a big place to, you know, play the hits.
That's where Kevin Federline's from. So.
Do you also think that TomTom, like when they go on these trips, do you think they bring their frozen shot machine?
He's like, I can only hope.
He's like, there's only one of these in the United States and it's right here. And one time he's going to go to a bar and they're going to be like, oh yeah, the snow cone machine, we have that too. And he's going to be like, no, in an effort to make profit, they made more than one.
I have also this theory that there's been no release date for when TomTom's opening. Something fishy's going down.
Like, what's happening? Because I thought it might have been like the season premiere party, but maybe it's going to be the season finale party. Like, I have a feeling based off of the reunion of Vanderpump Rules that Jax is now going to transition over to TomTom. I feel like Lisa's trying to almost make like a spinoff from TomTom and then bring in new blood for Vanderpump Rules.
That could easily happen. I noticed they all went to the Saved by the Bell thing that you went to.
And been there, done that?
Yeah, they clearly filmed that. And
you think so? I don't think they did.
I feel like that was filmed. That was for the show. But everyone's there except Sheena.
And Lala. And Billy. Yeah. And Jeremy. And and Jesse Montana. Jesse Montana!
I mean, there's 20 people in the cast. So, I mean, right. A good portion of them were there.
Paul was not there. Paul. James' roommate, Paul. This week.
I was like, who's Paul?
This week, we found Paul on Facebook, and we released a few fun headshot photos. But I'm not sure. Maybe they're Grindr photos?
No, it was – okay. If you listened last week and I said, I swear they shot to him in black and white wearing a holster. And then I thought I had a dream about it. And people – thank you for DMing me and telling me I wasn't crazy. They're like, you saw that in The Jury Speaks, which is our Facebook group, which it might even be better than Instagram because you can be so interactive.
You guys, if you haven't joined The Jury Speaks, the link is in our Instagram profile. Please do, because you guys, it's like a bunch of MKEs in there. Megan King, Edmonds, private eye, like investigators, all in there. You guys find, like, we think that we are first to find things, and then we, like, I'll log in there, and I'm like, oh my God, you guys are amazing.
Join the jury, people.
But also, as Dorinda once said, say it, forget it, write it, regret it. Be nice to your fellow jurors.
Yeah, don't get in cyber fights.
Yeah, cyber fights are not fun. So, like, no. Talk shit on all the Bravo celebrities, but not on each other. We're all on the same team here. Okay, yeah. That's enough self-help. But okay. Paul, let's back to Paul.
No, I mean, I felt really crazy last week that I had dreamed about it. And it made me feel better that I didn't.
So, but Paul is just like a skeevy old man. Now, I have some issues with Paul. Paul on a photo uses the N-word. And it's like, you know, Paul, I had you replacing Rob in the cast photo for next season, but you know what? You're probably going to get, like, you're not in it anymore. I've cut you out.
Yeah, that's not cool. We don't say that word.
We don't say that word. Let's talk about, since we were talking about Sheena and Robbie from The Bachelor. Okay, we don't talk about The Bachelor that much anymore, but I need to know, like, I weirdly am excited that Ashley, I, and Jared are finally together from The Bachelor.
Okay, I did not like the way – I actually went through two Judgy Girls and I basically unfollowed every Bachelor contestant. Then E! News picked it up. People Magazine picked it up. Ashley, I, and Jared are together. And I feel like that's fake. I think that's fake news.
I don't think it's fake because I had heard that at Coachella they were like making out. They were together. So now listen, I do these things for you guys. They had a 44-minute YouTube video about the story of us.
The story of us, of Ashley, High, and Jared?
And yet it's literally called Ashley, I, and Jared. Like, you could drop the I. I do not know another bachelorette that's, well, I guess the bachelorette Ashley, but like she's married and like off, like out of the spotlight. Like, you could just be Ashley.
Wait, you watched that for 45 minutes. You took 44 minutes of your day.
No, you didn't. I didn't finish my sentence. So I started watching it and I was like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to take one for the team. Within 32 seconds, I was like, no, So I skipped around. So I'd go like 10 minutes. I'd listen. And she just was like, oh my God. Like, I love him. Like, I've never seen someone's jaw jut out so much and like open that wide. And here's my theory of why he wants to be with her now.
Okay. Tell me.
One, she was like the girl who's always around. And so he's like, oh, whenever I want Ashley, I can have her. Right. But he didn't like that she was a virgin. He did not want the responsibility of taking her virginity. So once she was a virgin and she was dating that guy, which he probably was like, ugh, she shouldn't be with that guy. And he's like, maybe I want to be with her now. But once he found out she wasn't a virgin, he was like, okay, I can get down with that.
Okay. That's an interesting theory.
Now it all comes
from. I just think it's fake news.
Okay. I mean, you're entitled to your opinion, and that's what respect is.
Thank you, Bethany.
Yeah, but so it all comes full circle too, because Jared now works at the Belmont, which is where all the Vanderpump Rules kids hang out now, which is a bar
What is he doing there?
I think he's like either a bartender, he's like a bar back. I'm not really sure exactly what he's doing there, but he was training the other day.
Oh my gosh, this is like the silliest thing I've ever heard.
So maybe he is with Ashley so he can step his fame back up, because he was living with Nick. How do I know that? Because Nick had to make an Instagram post about their love. I'm like, we don't need, if friends ever made a post about who I was dating,
I'd be super weird.
I'd be like, but please stop that.
Is Nick dating, this is all coming full circle, because Nick is supposedly dating January Jones, and January Jones wanted her birthday at Sir, and they said no.
Oh, that's right. Yes. This is all full circle. Like, life ends and begins with Vanderpump Rules.
Oh my gosh.
And just Tom saying, it's not fair that you're an event planner and you just got to quit and come back. Like, it's not fair that you get to have a bar because your name is Tom. Like, I'm sorry, what has your partner Tom Schwartz done? He literally worked one shift at Pump and walked out a half hour later because he had a panic attack because he couldn't pour a Pumptini.
Pumptini! Cosmopolitan!
Okay. Let's move on from some more news. Okay. Lala, speaking of Vanderpump Rules. So, did you see the Instagram that Lala posted where she called out Randall's ex-wife?
And then she mysteriously lost her phone.
Yeah. So she posted this Instagram where she was like wearing like a ring that says Power, which is a show that Randall produces. Okay. And she said something along the lines of like, the ex wishes she could be on tour, but like, bitch, you're a nobody now and you're not. Whatever she said, she like went off, right? And then like mysteriously, like a half hour later, the post was deleted. And then the next day or the day after, she gets on an iPad. And she's like, oh my God, thank God for this iPad. My cell phone was stolen on Saturday. And I'm like, so let me get this straight.
Someone took a picture of you.
Yeah. Someone somehow unlocked your cell phone, because don't tell me your phone's not locked.
Right.
Someone unlocked your cell phone.
It's literally impossible not to lock your cell phones now.
Like, you have to have a password?
Yeah.
Okay. Apple, get at us. Let us know. But someone took, they're like, okay, I've got Lala's cell phone. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to go straight to her Instagram. I'm going to post a picture and really get back at the ex-wife. That I'm not going to try to like go buy things with her Apple card, like the credit card that's linked to her phone. I'm not going to try to like jailbait this so that I can like have it for me. Not jailbait, jailbreak. Whoops. Freudian Oopsie. Slip. Maybe because I'm talking about Lala and Randall, which is basically. Anyways, all we're saying is, Lala, you had us, and then you do dumb shit like this, and it's like, oh, you should go hang out with Sheena. Oh, wait, you did that this week, too.
Oh, what did they do?
I don't know. Sheena, you know, obviously Sheena's blocked us, so I only get bits and pieces from what people send us. But Sheena went and got her face done again, and then she posted photos from Sir with Lala. So I'm assuming that they must be taping or something, and...
Yeah, it's definitely, they're definitely, 'tis the filming season. Ugh. It's crazy that basically, you know, the reunion just ended and they just began filming again. Wait. Like, you live your life in such retrospect.
Mary, I just had like a really exciting idea, and I think this might be our way to get on Bravo.
Okay, and what?
Stay with me through this story.
Okay.
See you next Tuesday, June 12th, 8 p.m. We like roll in there. We're with all of our jurors. We turn around. The music stopped. Sheena, beeline straight for us. Oh, look, the fucking assholes are here. Cameras in our face where we go, yes, we are. It makes the next season. Sheena's storyline is battling two judgy girls. What are your thoughts?
Well, she'll be like, I saw you with my ex-boyfriend.
Yeah, we're like, sorry he was DMing us.
Sorry I brought a timer to a party.
Sorry, I forgot which ex-boyfriend we were talking about. I thought you were talking about Shay for a sec.
Oh, I was talking about Rob.
Oh, yeah.
He really skeezes me out now, though.
I do not like him. I think
he's an opportunist.
I think we should unfollow him.
Okay,
I'm going to do it right
now. I'm okay with that. Do it.
Also, the joke that I wanted to make about Sheena and Robbie being together in Hawaii was that she doesn't have to change her R necklace.
She has everything she needs.
Yeah. I really got that in there. Okay, great. Okay, let's keep moving on. Kim Zolciak Bierman had her 40th birthday. It's like, just tell us you're 52. We're fine with it. You look great for 52.
But also, who was – there was this older man that got posted a picture with her, Croy, and him.
Yeah.
And someone was saying it was Big Papa, and I was like, that's not Big Papa.
It's not Big Papa, but it's like, thank you, Big Papa! It's not Big Papa. It's like her party planner or something. I don't know. It's one of her dearest friends. You know how Kim Zeebe has many dear friends.
There was not one celeb at that, correct?
Well, you know, the Kardashians were busy doing literally anything else.
Right.
None of the Atlanta housewives get along with her. What
was Sheree even there?
No, but I'm sure Brielle was, and that's her best friend.
Brielle, actually, I saw some Snapchats. She was wearing jeans and slippers at one point and a t-shirt.
Well,
like towards the end of the night, but I still just didn't think it was appropriate.
No, but that.
And she just got her first big girl apartment.
Oh, I did notice that. I also think that they should give a Photoshop 101 lesson because, like, they are living in body dysmorphia.
I know. It's just so sad for the 16-year-old girl.
Ariana.
Yeah.
Okay, so one of the Facebook groups, I don't know if it was ours, but I feel like at some point I've joined all these Facebook groups about Bravo, and somebody was at like this county fair or like a food truck Tuesday or something in Alpharetta, and the whole Bierman clan was there, and so they had this video, like they took a video of it, and also at the Sun.
Showed what her real body was.
Yeah, and at the end the Sun goes, like the Sun's like two or something. He's like, what is that? Describing the family. Like, what is that? So they all looked horrible. And I was like, it's so sad. Like, now listen, am I guilty of face tuning here and there? Like, absolutely.
It's the best. I don't have that.
Oh, it's the best $2.99 I've ever spent.
Okay.
Now, do I exaggerate it so that you know it's face tuned? Yeah, it's on accident because I'm usually drunk. However,
when do you use this app?
I have it recently. This was like years ago.
Okay.
I have a friend and we were drunk in Palm Springs and we're like, wouldn't it be really funny if we took all these bathing suit photos and the mate pretended we were actually skinny?
Wait, I kind of like need that as an inspirational photo though. Like, this is what you could look like.
Okay. Send me a photo.
Okay.
I got you.
I don't know if I want to send that though.
Do it like against a white background because when there's lines or patterns, it's definitely more noticeable. As you might be able to tell with some of them. You know who's the biggest, like, I can't think of what the word is, but she uses Facetune, you can tell. Tori Spelling.
Oh, poor Tori.
Poor Tori.
We should actually watch one episode of the show when he was cheating on her. It was unreal.
Wait, he cheated on her?
Haha.
Are we talking about Dean cheating on Tori?
Yeah.
What?
You never watched the reality show after that?
Okay, they've had like 12 reality shows.
Oh my gosh. It was live footage of a mental breakdown.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Was this before or after the Benihana grill?
This was like 2014 maybe.
Oh man. Okay, you need to send me that article.
No, it's not an article. It's a TV show.
I mean, sorry, the episode.
Of their breakdown.
Oh no.
Unreal.
Okay, well,
scary.
We've digressed per usual. Are you still there, fans? listeners. Okay,
let's go to VPR reunion.
Okay. So this is the final episode.
Yeah. So Andy asks Jackson James about their new budded friendship, even though Jax is 13 years his senior. And he asked James if Jax was his role model.
It's like, what? Have you watched this season?
I mean, they're very similar, though. Compulsive and needy.
I also have to say, going back to that Saved by the Bell picture, is one, Brittany is giving... I think Brittany got new teeth. Lisa Vanderpump got new teeth, too. We need to talk about that.
Yeah, sure, she went to the same place as Kyle.
And she's like, oh, Kyle, where'd you get that? Oh, great. I'm just making a quick trip to New York. That was a horrible accent, per usual. But Brittany is looking amazing. Like, I hope she somehow gets the confidence and just fucking leaves him.
They're getting married. They're engaged. When are they announcing this engagement, though?
We
failed you.
Okay, listen, this hasn't been... Do we make very good assumptions? No. We've led you astray plenty of times. So, again... This is all alleged. We thought Dorit was having a good season. We were wrong. We thought that Jax and Brittany were getting engaged on the reunion. We were wrong.
Sorry.
I have to reflect. Okay, moving on. So we mentioned a little bit before, but they were talking about like Stassi event planning. And like Lisa likes, first off, I don't know why Lisa is on these reunions. Like
She was trying to take over Andy Cohen's job. She was trying to be a therapist. She was trying to be Dr. Phil. And she was pretty much annoying.
Yeah. And so they're talking about event planning. And Lisa's like, oh, well, we had this opening. And I've always loved Stassi. And I thought that she'd be great for it. And it's like, Lisa, just tell us you needed Stassi to have a pretend job. It's like, break the fourth wall for us. We all know that, like, Stassi's not doing that.
Well, maybe that's also why they created TomTom so like Schwartz can stay on the show. He needs something to do.
Because all he's doing is getting blacked out and cheating.
Oh, and like that's just like water under the bridge.
Yep. You know, it's so sexy when Katie tells me it's okay if I cheated. She's so happy. Okay. So then we go into like this big diatribe about Lala and James. Was it about the pasta?
It's not about the pasta. It's not about the pasta.
I guess it was about the pasta. Like, and then they're talking to Lala and James just sneezes.
All over and doesn't cover his mouth.
And Andy even like, are you not going to cover your mouth? He's like, what, mate? See you next Tuesday, pump tiny. What did you think about the James and Lala like fight when she like walked off the stage and started crying? Like, what did you feel about that?
Super dramatic. Like, so unnecessary to walk off the stage, but I also was like, she's so skinny. She looked great in that yellow dress.
Oh, yeah. This is a rule, though. If you walk off, you're not allowed back.
That would be a good rule.
Because I'm sorry. Everybody literally walked off, and it was very
to go get Lala.
Sheena was darling, probably so darling, pissed. Sheena darling, was pissed that nobody ran after her.
Ariana ran after both of them.
Nobody cares, Ariana. Like, Ariana's face the whole time is like she's trying to hold in a fart.
She didn't really say anything.
No, either did Katie, really.
Katie didn't talk either. But
I did not like LVP going after Kristen. Didn't like it.
I mean, Kristen's lucky to also be on the show since she doesn't work there either. No one even works there anymore. But I felt like LVP going to get Lala... Like, is there a part of LVP that wants to be in with Randall?
It's also strange. I don't know. Like, first off,
why does she adore her so much?
We all know that Randall would not be dating Lala if he didn't have money. Like, everything that she says.
You mean
like,
Lala wouldn't be dating Randall?
Sorry. Yes. You know what I meant. Yes. But yeah. It's like, okay, everything that she mentions, like, and we didn't even mention this last week, and I meant to, and so I'm sorry I skipped it. But when she was like, oh, Lisa, you know us. Like, we can go buy Chanel purses and, like, all this stuff. And I'm like, stop flaunting your money. It's like.
You mean Randall's money.
Right. Exactly. But it's like, that's so, like, new money, right? Where you're like.
Yeah.
Oh, I can buy this. Or like, oh, you know us. We just drive a new car, like, every week. It's like, you're renting it.
Like, right.
Just stop doing it. It's like, we know you wouldn't be with him flying in a PJ, which also somebody DM'd us today and they sent a picture when they were flying from Salt Lake and Lala was there on waiting in line in Southwest. Where's your PJ, Lala?
No.
Yeah, someone sent us a DM. They're like, oh, just sitting here waiting for my flight to LA. And who's on it? Lala.
Southwest.
And you know what? It didn't even look like she was A1 through 15. She was.
Does Southwest even have like first class?
No, there's no first class, but you have like business. Right.
No,
select,
I know the
numbers.
Yeah.
She wasn't even an A1 through 15. It looked like she was like a B36.
She got that middle seat.
She's like, God damn it, I forgot to check in 24 hours on time.
I don't do Southwest anymore because of that.
You should just pay the extra $10 so you're just already an A.
Yeah.
But that's, again, besides the point. It makes me mad that everybody like went after, like, oh, it's okay. Like, James, I'm like, really? You're going to like let James bully you that way?
Well, James, you know, he copped to it. He apologized. And I mean, it was more because he attacked a physical appearance.
But he is fat. He is a fat man.
I mean, I will say, I guess Lala like has matured and James has not.
I disagree. I actually think I think the reason I say that, I thought that until she did that picture. And I was like, Lala has just got a really good edit. Somehow I think she came back and said, I'll come back if you give me a good edit. And so I think she's still just as conniving, which is fine. It's just like in the words of Lisa Rinna, own it, baby.
Own it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. They talked about the job offer.
Yes. Andy basically is like, so what specifically was the job? And Brittany's like, he had a job offer. I heard him on the phone.
I saw
text. Not sure what the exact title of the phone the call was, but there was something. I don't know.
She's like, I'm going to defend my man till the end.
No. And everyone, and then Stassi's like, I can't believe any of you guys believed him.
Like, Stassi's the best.
And then Katie's like, the boy who cried wolf.
Yeah. And then, so then it's almost like Stassi said, like, here's the thing. The reunion, what made me mad is like, we spent 3 hours on this reunion and we got nothing.
Well, and then we found out that Sheena fast forwards through everything but her parts. And then Kristen called her unprofessional for not watching the whole show. I loved that moment.
And then Sheena tweeted and was like, oh yeah, is it unprofessional to call your boss a dick? I'm like, she doesn't even work at Sir anymore. She called Diana a dick like 4.5 years ago. Like, that's the best comeback you have right now? Come on, Sheena, do better. Like, you make it so hard for us to find any redeeming qualities about you. Like, I would love to be able to post something nice about you.
Was she wearing contacts?
She had colored contacts. She had her
lips. Were they like gray?
I feel like they were like almost like a hazily. I didn't stare that long because like when I look at her eyes, I'm then immediately drawn to her chin and I'm like, where is it?
You haven't learned from Lala.
No, I'm mean. It's because I'm insecure, so I like to talk about other people to make myself feel better.
And that's why we're the judgy girls.
Uh-huh. Not the bitchy girls.
Yeah.
Like my dad said. Called two bitchy girls? No, Dad.
Something like that, Dad.
Yeah. Never listen. Okay. Then they talk about like Lala's bottle. And it's like, I don't care. I just don't care.
Okay. And then once again, she has to just take it to another level. She's like, you know, you could like put ice on your wrist or you could take a bath or you could suck a dick.
Yeah.
But I choose a bottle of milk.
Yeah. It's too much.
She just gets really crass really fast.
And it's like, hey, Lauren Birmingham from Utah, you can chill.
Right.
Like, but we're super stoked about your feminism of how many dicks you can put in your vagina. I heard 4. Allegedly, I heard. I don't think it's real.
Oh, man.
Okay, moving on. Jack's breaking up with Brittany, and she's like, it was so hard for me. We had sex in the morning, and then you just got rid of me. And I'm like, will we ever learn? Guys, this is Jax. He is a sociopath. He literally was waiting for you to break up with him. You didn't. Are you watching the Warrior game still?
No.
Guys, I've been trying to figure out what's going on with Mary, and then the light of the TV just like flashed on your face.
There's only a minute and a half left, and then I also got a dead leg when I was sitting here, so I was stretching. There's a lot going on.
Okay.
Sorry.
But all I want to know is, like, how, when Brittany went to Kentucky, then she went to Vegas, then she went to San Francisco, then she went to Atlanta, then she stayed at the house for a week. It's like, who's picking up all of her SIR shifts?
Good question. She was only gone for a month.
But, like, wow, that's a lot of shifts. Must be nice to get them covered like that.
Yeah.
So
I think she does actually work there, though.
She probably really does.
I think she really does. Between, like, a few ads here and there, she's got to support herself somehow.
Yeah, she needs to pay for that Kybella.
And her veneers.
Oh, yeah. Why did she get veneers? Her teeth were already huge.
I don't know.
Jack's probably made her. And then he's going to – the storyline next season is going to be how he paid for them. What do we do?
Wait, and then also with that, though, I like when LVP was like, you not being on birth control is crazy. Like, I'll buy you condoms. And that she also was like, actually, you dumping me was worse than getting cheated on. I was like, oh, gosh.
It's called self-respect, gain some.
She's been so embarrassed this year. Unreal. Yeah. I don't know how to come back from that.
Well, I'm sure a paycheck doesn't – like definitely helps with it.
Right. And then basically everyone's goals at the end were just to stay together and have babies.
But it's like, we don't want that. Like, I don't want to see Tom's nursery.
Them having babies would be very scary.
Like, them having babies is the end of the show.
Yeah.
I don't want to see that.
That's why Ariana doesn't want to have babies.
Oh, that's great. And then at the end, when instead of doing like the usual like vodka toast or whatever, Peter brings out like a bunch of shot glasses with vodka a la penne. And I was like, oh, or penne a la vodka, whatever the hell it's called. And then I was like, wow, these editors hate Sheena up until the end.
I know. She's like slurping up the pasta.
It was like, and I was like, is that why Rob broke up with you?
But I also thought it was weird that they didn't have a toothpick or something.
Well, he said, Peter did say, oh, shoot, I'm so sorry, I forgot forks. But, like, Sheena has her talent. She could have just stabbed a pasta and then, like, taken it from her long-ass nails.
The claws, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know why she didn't do that. What's the score now, Mary?
No, stop it. Wait, I really do think that Tom's like, something weird's happening, and I just don't think it opens this summer.
What do you think they do with that space?
Maybe it's not going to be called TomTom. Maybe there's something going down.
Maybe
there seems something suspicious. If they said it was going to come out in May, June, and there's no like, oh, June 14th, how are they not promoting the opening day yet?
When I talked to Schwartz at the Watch What Happens Live event, I was like, listen, we're doing this event. Like, is TomTom going to be open? He's like, oh, when's the event? I'm like, June 12th. He's like, that would be like the earliest. And I'm like, how do you guys not know? Like,
I mean, how romantic of a man place can they make?
I mean, but it's like romantic steampunk. Like, it's not even that. Like, I think what's going to happen is just going to become like a warehouse, and they're going to name it James Jax. And Tom Tom's out.
I would like to see Jax as the.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like, after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listen to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or Bike Plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us. So I started using Dime Beauty at the end of last year. It is a simple skincare routine. I mean, who has time for that 10-step stuff? Dime is a clean, high-end skincare that is very affordable, and it really works. Dime did not sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. And when I mean clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. So I start with their gentle cleanser. It's kind of like a jelly form and smells like coconuts. Obsessed with it. Then after I wash my face, I use the TBT serum. Soaks right into your skin. And then during the day, I use their dewy day cream. Obsessed with it, melts into your skin. I finished mine in St. Lucia and was like so pissed off about it. And then at night, I have their restorative night cream and their TBT cream. This TB cream has been sold out. It's Dime's sold out retinol alternative, the TBT cream, and it's finally back in stock, so you can check that out. They have over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com and love the skin you're in. I've been using Ouai products for years. It's O-U-A-I, and they just launched something new. It's the Anti-Frizz Cream. I have very thick, curly, unruly hair, so this is a perfect product for me. But I got to thinking about it, and it's like, if you have thin hair, thick hair, everybody has frizz. This is immediate frizz control, and it lasts up to 72 hours. And plus, it's a heat protector because I blow dry my hair. I also, I'll put the curling iron on it. I'll use the straightener, but it has heat protection up to 450 degrees. Also helps reduce and repair split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration. And according to Consumer Perception Study, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. I know I am feeling that. So I will put in this with wet or dry hair. Then I love to apply my leave-in conditioner, you know. It detangles, hydrates, helps me brush out my hair. And I can't tell you about the smells of Ouai. Honestly, all their products smell delicious. I'm obsessed with this scent. It's the North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. It's just delicious. And then I usually will finish off after my blow dry with the hair gloss. Immediate shine helps treat damage and enhances color vibrancy. I just love all the Ouai products. I'm a Ouai girly, but be fizz free. With Ouai, you can go to theouai.com, use promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's theouai.com, promo code TJG. You know, I can't recommend it enough.
Bouncer at Tom Tom.
Yes, that's perfect.
I don't know. And like Rob could be his sidekick as the bouncer because he used to do that job anyways.
She's like, oh my God, on Wednesday and Thursday nights, I would go to Teddy's and Rob would be the door guy and he would give me a wink and I would give him a dick suck. And then like now he's at Tom Tom and I'm going to give him a dick suck on Friday nights. It's like, Sheena, go back to Vegas. Go.
How much longer is that show?
No, it's over. She's back here. She's moved into her apartment in Marina del Rey. She's been in Hawaii. And literally she went to Hawaii and all she did was take photos for a product placement. Look at me on my balcony in my lacy bra. Check out my diff eyewear.
Wait, also, let's talk about lacy bra. Countess Luann this week posted like a lingerie shoot, which she looks better than me in lingerie for sure.
I don't actually own lingerie. She looks better than most people. Like her body is banging.
There was something about it. I was like, whoa, why is this 55-year-old woman's?
I think it was because it was a bra and like she was in her jeans and just kind of was like, hello.
Yeah, but then I needed to bring it back in. I actually sent you the photo. And I was like, well, I guess it's just like a bathing suit. But there was something jarring to me about that.
Like you were making excuses for her. Like, no, the Countess has to get her dollars. Money can't buy you. Money can buy you class, but it needs to buy you an Upper East Side apartment, since Sonia rents hers out and the townhouse is full.
Right.
Speaking of which, okay, let's head over to the Berserkshires.
The Berserkshires. I love how she set that up. She's like 18 acres. The gates are closed. There's nowhere to go. It's a really scary place, basically.
It's like The Shining.
The Shining Winter Wonderland edition.
And then it was like they were showing like her decorations and there was this huge nutcracker that was just like staring, just like, I will kill you and chop up your nuts. Mary, can you just tell us what's going on in the game?
There's 10 seconds left. It's 94-95.
Who are the Warriors playing for those of us who don't like basketball?
Houston Rockets.
And this is game 7?
No, this is game 4-5.
Is this the final game?
They each are 2-2. People don't care. Don't worry about it. Okay.
I know, but people care about you giving your opinion on stuff on
Berserkshire. Sorry.
Yeah. Okay.
Old world meets the new world. Actually, I love a Christmas house. I don't care.
I feel like this is very you.
Oh, I love Dorinda. Like, you can be super tacky. You can be over the top. It's the holidays. It's only 1 month at your house. Take me there. And get me that FAO Schwartz.
Oh, yeah. The nutcracker.
Life-size nutcracker.
She's like, oh my God, Dorinda, if you could call your people and they could get me the nutcracker. My daughter will literally think I'm Santa Claus. Like, Bryn will think I'm Santa Claus. I'll be Santa Claus for Bryn.
Can you like imagine the competition between those two about being the better parent?
Oh.
Like Jason and Bethany, like Bethany's what's like, cooler?
Do you want some cash cards? I got some left over from Puerto Rico.
I just remember there was like this Instagram story and basically she's trying to be the coolest mom and she like rented this limo for Bryn and then she like took her ice skating and then they like went and got ice cream. It's like number one mom.
She probably has sweaters that look like that.
Number one mom.
Yeah.
What was – okay. The Roland – or what was the homie thing? Chilling with the Snowmies?
Oh, yeah. Chilling with the Snowmies. So if you remember Clueless 1994.
Yeah. Rolling with the homies.
Yeah. Ty gets hit in the head. Elton asks her, do you know how to sing? Rolling with the homies. Rolling with the homies.
No, I
– Do you remember –
Vivid memory.
Remember, that's how all high school parties were. Don't you remember? Takes you 20 minutes to get anywhere in the valley. Okay. Anyways, like, I'm like, why are we spending 12 minutes on Bethany's sweater? Like, I feel like I think they're making us hate Bethany because it was too much Greek chorus from Bethany.
Right. And then, but then there was also this other awkward moment where Bethany gets there and then Carol walks. Well, first, Bethany's like, where's Carol? And then like Ramona and Dorinda like give this awkward look. Like clearly they've been talking about there and like
she's in her room.
She's in her room. Yeah. What? We haven't been talking about you before the last two nights. No. Everything's fine.
Yeah. And like Dorinda's the one who's like in between the Dorinda Medler came out tonight.
Oh, stirring the fucking pot.
So bad. Like I was like cracking up. But they were
going back to the sweater things. Yeah. Then Bethany throws another sweater at Carol and it says all I want for Christmas is a new president, which is funny, but she didn't present it as a gift. She just threw something at her and Carol was like totally caught off guard. She felt like that was another awkward moment
that
where
is just Bethany like
she trying to sweep things under the rug though, like making a gesture, but it's like someone that gives you a gift without a card.
Yeah. And again, Thank you, Bethany, for everything you've done in Puerto Rico. But that doesn't give you an excuse to act the way that you do towards people. Like, I felt like she was gaslighting Carol and just trying, like, you don't get to say, I know I'm skipping around and I'm going to the end of the party, but it's like, their fight, you don't get to say, like, Carol, it was actually a Saturday and not a Sunday. Like, she was, like, saying, like, semantics. The reason Carol was lying was, like, due to semantics, right? It's like, I didn't call him. I sent him an email or vice versa. Or, like, no, Carol, you're acting very scary right now. Wow, Carol, I can't believe
that
you're talking to me.
That was so dramatic.
I was like, fuck
you,
Bethany.
Do you think that was edited?
No.
Do you think that was edited?
No, I think Bethany was pushed into a corner. Like Ramona said, usually when you go against Bethany, you end up backing down. But finally, someone hasn't.
Right.
And I just thought, I want to back up because when Carol
it all kind of starts because.
Well, I was going to back up and talk about Sonia real quick.
Before
I
want
to. Yeah.
She gets once a week.
I just wanted to back up to the facial before we get into everything because this part can't be missed. Her facialist is the same facialist from prior seasons where she was talking shit on Luann.
Yeah.
And like Harry
about
Dubin.
Tom.
Was it about Tom? I feel like it went back to like Harry Dubin.
Oh my God, yes.
But like this.
Not about Tom.
But this facialist is so fucking shady. She's like, oh, what happened to your dog? Sonia's like,
she's
I gave
like,
it away.
This is Rogue, right? This is Rogue.
She knew that wasn't Rogue.
I know.
And so she's
like, where's your cat? Where's your kitty?
She's like, I gave both of them away. It's like, oh my God. So do you think that Rogue was the dog that she had with Harry Dubin? Remember at the end of one of the seasons, they got a dog together?
I used to follow Harry.
That doesn't surprise me. He's very like, your type.
From my personal account. Like,
this
before
was before Instagram
Two
Judgy
Girls.
Thing.
Like, I sought him out. He barely posted.
What was his handle? At Harry Dubin? Or doing the Dubin?
I was just like, and let's not forget, Harry Dubin was married to Aviva Drescher.
And also fucked Luann.
Like, there is so much going on with that. These people are like,
don't you think
that
the funniest,
New York.
Yeah, don't you think the funniest thing is that we were like, wow, Harry, so dramatic. Like, can this season top this? And then they're like, hold my beer. Let's go get Tom. It's like, it's crazy. Mary, you seem upset that the Warriors lose.
Lost. My mom's calling me because she's going to be like so sad right now. Okay, well, anyways.
Carmi, we'll get back to you.
Yeah. I called her during the game to ask her questions. Like, you know what? You need to focus your energy on the Warriors right now. Don't call me during the game. She's like, you need to channel your energy towards them.
Yeah. And you did it. And you didn't. Look what happened.
It's lost.
It's your fault. But okay, so back to Sonia. So she's saying like, oh, who are you having sex with? Are you having sex with more than one person? Like, make sure you douche. Are you using condoms? And she's like, the sperm, they're allergic. Oh, latex. Ah.
She's like, you got to have 24 hours in between sleeping with two guys.
It's like, and yes, Sonia, also shower. Also pull it together. Like, I'm almost worried that someone is going to, like, hashtag Me Too about Sonia.
Oh, there was a Page Six article about her being wasted in a bar and humping people.
Yeah, it's like, I feel like people are going to come out. Like, the crew members are going to come out. The photographer from the other week that was not bisexual, even if she bought him something, he wasn't getting sexual. Like, she's out of control. I'm honestly, I'll say it again, I'm worried.
She seems a little bit more with it this week. Better than
no.
Because Dorinda was slurring at the dinner between Sonia and Carol. And Carol Carol asks about, you know, do you guys think there's tension between me and Bethany? And Dorinda just spills the beans. Mm-hmm. And like, I don't think it was inappropriate for Bethany to ask Adam to do these things.
I don't think it was that big of a
deal. Do you think she's holding a grudge?
Do I think Carol is holding a grudge or Bethany is holding a grudge?
Bethany.
Yes. I think we talked about this on Sunday a little bit, but I think it's not fair to hold that against Adam, the fact that he had clients and that he like needed to get paid. I don't think that's fair for her to think that she knows what his financial situation is. And I also don't think it's that big of a deal for Adam to want to be comped. Like, I don't think it's that crazy. And maybe she said, there's no comp, but I can fly you out and I can put you up for a night. Or, you know, like, I just feel like, I feel like Bethany is, like, kind of shady in that sense.
Yeah, no, I agree. And then I loved how Dorinda's like, I love your new voice. You're like different color crayon, like way to go. And then she like spits out food because she's slurring. It was like, I saw this like little tiny, I don't know if it was spit, a little piece of bread fly out of Dorinda's mouth.
Maybe like a Coke rock.
I wasn't getting that vibe.
Okay.
That
line.
I actually think she has a really low tolerance. She probably doesn't eat that much during the day. And then she has,
I think she's a smoker. She's definitely a smoker. So I feel like she's an appetite suppressor with cigs instead of food.
Mm-hmm.
She like wakes up, does her morning. She wakes up, she has a cig in her coffee. She does her morning aerobic. She has another cig. She decides to walk down 51st Avenue. I don't know. I'm making up these streets. She walks down 51st. She checks out some window displays, has a cig, calls John, has a cig. And she's just
maybe
eating.
They have afternoon delight.
Afternoon delight.
She has salad.
Yep. They have a happy hour. She starts drinking the wine. She switches over the martini, has a cig. Then she just starts chain smoking. Wasted in bed by 8 p.m. She also has an afternoon nap because we know she likes to nap.
She naps around 4 o'clock every day, mm-hmm. which
sounds like a dream.
I'm jealous.
I mean, she gets fully naked, gets into bed, and then gets redressed. Like, that is a motherfucking rock star right there.
I napped in my car for 10 minutes today before our workout class. And I fell asleep.
Yeah. And I bet it was a deep sleep.
I was very jarred when I woke up.
You're like, how long did I miss my class? It's like, it's been 10 minutes.
Totally.
I get that. I understand. Okay. Also, I want to talk about the excitement over Carol's gifts that she gave to Dorinda. I've had a topsy-turvin for years now.
No, but is that the right thing? Is that what it's called? Is it called a turban?
Yeah.
A makeup turban.
So, well, mine was like it was like a topsy turban, and what you would do is that when you get out of the shower with your wet hair, you'd use that.
Right. I could use one of those.
Yeah, but they're great. And then at the back, they have a little elastic, so you twist it up front, and then you stick it in the back with the elastic, and it holds all your hair in. That is literally $8 probably on like QVC. Like the excitement, it's like when you order toys for kids, and then they want the box.
Right. She also got a Donald Trump chia pet, which was $19.99.
It's so crazy. Like, and I'm like, what would you do with that? I would not want a Donald Trump chia pet.
No, I wouldn't want anything. I mean, I know it's a gag gift, but that's why it's a gag.
Right.
And then you re-gift it.
Right. And then you put it under the tree for the white elephant gift.
Exactly.
But I do, like, we said this before, but when all these ladies stay in a house together, I just love that it's a recipe for success for the viewer.
Absolutely.
But it's always
Lou and Sonia sharing a room.
Okay. So I love the house rules.
Oh yeah.
Let's go over. I want
rules of engagement.
Please tell us what they are.
Len works for me. I didn't know she had a Len, but Len works for her. And if you need something, do it yourself.
Your wine glass? Yeah.
Pour your own wine. Don't touch other people's stuff. And they like pan to Ramona and then do a flashback.
No, Sonia. It was when Sonia stole the PJs that Richard had bought.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Respect the home. This isn't the Playboy mansion.
And then it's like, all right. And Sonia's like, I brought my own slippers.
Right.
I won't do that again. And then immediately Lou and Sonia go to their shared room and they start putting Christmas stuff on all the fish hanging on the wall. And
I was so afraid a fish was going to come down.
I was so scared. And then I was dying as Sonia walked around the room to photograph all the damage of the room so that they knew.
So much damage though.
Is that the same room that Sonia and Ramona stayed in last year?
I've definitely seen that room before.
Yeah, I've seen fish. I remember the fish once they showed it again. Okay. Yeah. And then the whole thing was this murder mystery party, which seemed like it was going off without a hitch. And then Dorinda was like, I did it.
I killed him.
I pay attention. I listen. I killed him. I was like, wait, are we going to play the game? Or just did editing make it seem like it was only 10 minutes, but it was really like 2 hours?
I feel like it was an hour and a half, and I also feel like the girls were harassing the guys.
Oh my
Ramona
God.
Was like doing CPR, and then Lou goes for the mouth to mouth.
Oh,
and
I Beth was dying.
Like, I'm eating the fritters. Does everyone like the fritters?
She's like, someone help him. I'm eating a fritter. He's dying. I did laugh at that. But I was like, oh, poor Mr. Featherbottom or whatever his name is. Like, he probably was like, kill me first, please. Get me out of here.
Girls were, and when the other guy died at the table, and they're all shaking him, and the butler was like, okay.
He's
like,
you keep shaking him, but he's dead.
Like the girls, I mean, Lou put his lips to lip with the assistant.
Yeah. She was like, and no, then Hans.
I also love that jab. They're like, whatever time it is, Lou always wants to drink. They're definitely trying to set up that alcoholic
look. But it's like, literally, Lou's just the first one that got caught. They're all alcoholics.
They are. But also, who doesn't have a glass of wine at lunch on vacation?
Or when they wake up in the morning and they pour themselves a mimosa without the OJ.
We remember Tinsley last year?
Yes, where she was like, oh, I'll have a vodka cranberry without the cranberry. Just neat.
Tito's. Where's the Tito's sponsor this year, guys?
Yeah, Tito's has been not – okay, I will say, though, I was watching – while I was getting ready for work this morning, old episodes of Orange County were on when they were in Ireland.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Top of the morning!
Oh, that OC's coming out this next week with their preview.
Ugh, I just like – and also the photo only shows four of them. Do you think the other two are friends of?
Like friends of.
Or do you think they're just waiting to introduce them?
I DM'd with one of the girls.
Yeah. What's her name? Emily Simpson,
that's like maybe? Lawyer gone party planner.
Yeah. And she's like the quote unquote plus size one.
Right.
She's like our size. I know. She's like, who cares what they say about my body? I'm like, oh God, what are they going to say about ours? I know. But, okay, sorry.
600-pound life.
Starring Courtney Frayn. And then Intervention. You've hurt me in the following ways because you just won't stop eating and drinking, bitch. Okay, but so anyways, we go back in. Like after they've decided, like Dorinda's like, I'm starving. Like I had 6 glasses of Pinot Grigio. And like I'm just ready for dinner. And like Len comes out. They're like, Len, you work for Sonia or for Dorinda, but we're all hungry too.
Can I get a tequila with more ice, soda water, and 7 limes?
Yeah. Okay. Here's – like I have another question though. Okay. Let's discuss this. In order from top to bottom, can we discuss the finances of the housewives? Like who's the richest of New York? Bethany?
Bethany.
Then Tinsley?
I'm not sure on her finances.
I think Tinsley's got – if Tinsley can afford a $9,000 a month apartment hotel – she's got family money.
I think Ramona's richer than her, though.
Really? Okay, because in my head, this is how I'm putting it.
Okay.
I'm putting Bethany, Tinsley, Dorinda, Ramona, Sonia's at the bottom.
Sonia and Lou at the bottom.
Yeah, but I think Lou's richer than Sonia. Carol. Yeah, Carol above her. So Bethany.
I read an article once that, like, Carol's a lot richer than we think.
You think so? Because she's like, no, I'm just going to keep the tattered couch and never restore it. I'm saving my money.
Well, I wonder if she had a prenup with that guy.
But the prenup wouldn't matter because he passed away.
But I wonder.
A prenup is just for divorce.
Right. Well, I wonder what the will was.
I'm going to go with everything I wonder, to Carol.
I wonder if she got money from them.
Either way, I think Tinsley, I can't figure out how much money Dorinda has because she has like help and it seems like they're consistent help. She but knows like she's got a lot of tchotchkes for the holidays.
Her and Carol's apartments in the city seem like no big deal.
Oh, I thought, okay, maybe. I think Carol's is pretty nice and she's on the she's got a co-op.
But also it's like one bedroom and she doesn't even have a kitchen.
She has a kitchen. She just doesn't use it.
Didn't she convert it into a closet?
Oh, she might have. You're right. I don't know. I don't know what happened when Sexy Salad moved in to when Sexy Salad moved out.
Right. We need an update on that apartment. We haven't been there all season.
Yeah, we haven't. We need more. Okay, so is there anything else that we need to go over for New York? Because I'm pretty...
Well, I love how they just kind of also like segued that big fight. Like they start talking about Heather and how Ramona was ordering air conditioning, and then that Ramona's woman. Like, oh, I'm so out of it. I'm just getting older. And she's like how you said I called her a puppet? And like that's what started
Bethany
the whole thing.
For that. Why would she start that? Because she loves a good fight in the Berserkshires.
But then Dorinda kept on stirring the pot and was like, well, your vibe's out. Let's just get it out on the table. If you have a problem, you know, and then they bring up the Adam thing and then the Page Six feud.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you think Dorinda called?
No, I don't think Dorinda. I think Dorinda likes to stir stuff up on the show, but I think she's actually a good friend.
Right.
I don't think, maybe Dorinda said something like, I could see Dorinda saying something when Sonia's there and Sonia calls Page Six.
Yeah.
But I don't think Dorinda would do that.
I hope Dorinda wouldn't.
No.
But then I also loved how, you know, Carol was pretty composed and was just being very honest. Mm-hmm. And I loved, you know, Bethany was trying to turn that on her. You're freaking me out. And then she, like, that line, does the truth freak you out? I was like, girl, Carol, you're on the top.
Yeah. Like, I just don't like, I'm super excited about next week because one, they say like, you called Luann a loser. And Lou's like, if I'm a loser, the whole world's a bunch of sinking ships. Or what did she say? That's not it.
No, if I'm a loser, then the rest of the world sucks.
Yeah.
That's like, exactly it was not profound.
But it was like, you go, Lou. That was, you did your best. But I was
don't
like,
don't call me honey.
Like, she's like, you called Luann a loser. She's like, not really. Like, I just feel like, you know, bringing it back. Like, I just, next week is going to be insane. We always get like three parts of the Berkshires, and it's literally less than 24 hours.
Right.
That they're there. Like, it kills me. I love it so much.
Okay. Below deck.
So, below deck is kind of like hard to talk about, right? Because it's like, you have below deck, you have the awful, charter guests. I want to get your opinion, though, about the blonde charter guest.
The girl that didn't know what she liked to eat?
Yeah, like, oh, I don't like food.
I don't eat lobster bisque. Wait, how come I didn't get lobster?
Yeah, do you not?
You said you like, didn't like seafood.
Oh, honey, do you not like seafood? And she's like, no. And then she tried. So then she's like, she's also doing, her name's Michelle Hilberry because I have no life and I'm on Facebook. So she's on Facebook and she's doing all these videos where she's basically doing this like apology tour. And she's trying to say, oh, Hannah said quack, quack, bitch to me because she brought out a duck with the feet still attached. I'm like, no. But we saw the duck breast and he said he defrosted it on the fly. And somehow I am inclined to believe Adam, which is very weird from last season.
Right. No, but Adam had like, he's totally redeeming himself.
Mm-hmm. This is his redemption season. Now, I don't want to say it too soon, like we said for Dorit, but I think it's his redemption season.
I think it is. And the Zhao guy, he's the villain.
He's the pervert. When he spilled that drink on Casey and he was like, oh, don't worry, I'm not going to touch your vagina. I'm like, not in this climate, buddy.
No, that was very disturbing. And then also, like, he was just so interested. Like, you only had sex one time 8 years ago. Aren't you curious? Do you want me to take you on a ride? Like, he was so creepy.
Like, he was like, I'm going to be that next guy. Like, it was like, it's all of a sudden turned into, like, a she's all that.
Yeah.
Wasn't there a movie like that? There was a movie about taking a girl's virginity or something. 10 Things I Hate About You? No. Ignore me. Maybe it was, I don't, help
I me. Can't think of it right now. But Zhao's like flirting with everyone too. He's also flirting with the girl that gets broken up with by her boyfriend over text message three days in.
Julia.
Yeah.
There's so many people to follow in this show. Like I think this is the first season where there's only been like two people who come back. There's usually like three or four. Yeah. So it's like a lot harder to try to follow all these people. You've got
like they randomly put in the calling guy at the end in his shoe collection. And then they're like, yeah. And he's like, and I got ghosted after 9 months. I'm like, how do you get ghosted after 9 months?
He's like, well, I didn't pay my cell phone bill and I changed my number. But that's basically the same thing as being ghosted, right? Like, I was like, where did this guy come from? Whose bunk is he staying in?
Right. And like, then we had the Hannah and Conrad moment, and Hannah is like clearly wasted. She's like, "Do you think any girls are cute?
Do you like anyone? Like circle which yes or one? No.
Which one?
Yeah. Or when they asked how old Hannah was and she was like 24 and the guy's like, but like, what's your real age? I was like cracking up. I was like, oh no, 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 no. Poor Hannah. Because 30's not even old.
No, I know. I mean, I hope not.
Because I'm 32.
Yes. Send do help. You think... Do you think Casey will make it or is she just going to continue to barf?
I feel like we saw a bunch of scenes in the beginning and like all of her scenes are done now. And so I feel like they're going to bring back, like what if they brought back Rocky?
Oh my God. And she jumped ship again?
Yeah. She's like, I'm out of here. I'm going to swim with the mermaids. No, who else would they bring back? They wouldn't bring back Bugsy because that's just too contrived.
Right.
And they wouldn't bring, like, oh, also what bothered me is, okay, the girl Deckhand, that she was, like, crying because they asked her to do the things for Casey.
Right, she got super emotional about
that. And she, like, cried about it. And I wanted to be, like, but you literally said on your last, like, on the last boat that you were on that you were both the stew and the deck. So, like, maybe they're literally picking you not because you're a girl, but because you actually have experience doing it. Like, maybe ask the questions. I just, it makes me mad because I'm, like, if you talked to her and said, actually, I'm, you know, second in command within this group, that maybe you could ask Colin to do it.
Right.
Like, I feel like they just don't, the women on this just don't assert themselves that much. And I think that Casey, I think Casey's gone next episode. I think they're getting rid of her. I think Zhao is going to be gone.
And they'll yeah, because he gets in a huge fight with Hannah. And he said, like he was like holding his balls and... And then it was like, they got what?
Oh, he was like arguing with her.
Did he call her a bitch?
He called her a stewardess. And she was like, I'm your chief stew.
I'm your chief stew.
He's like, you're not my chief stew.
I'll still make you my bitch.
Yeah, I was cracking up. But, and I just feel like so.
You have a goat. He said you have a goat laugh for a 30-year-old.
What does that mean?
Like,
I know, but is that because she's 30 or because she sounds like a goat? Or are they two completely different things but you
no,
throw them
I
together.
Think like an airhead 20-year-old sounds like a
like,
goat.
Like Sheena? Like.
Yes.
Okay. Or like Landon, like
right.
Like that. But I like that. I like the Adam and Hannah friendship.
Well, I like that he was shut the fuck up and sit down and then but I also think like things are gonna turn on Hannah this season. Like I don't think she's a good chief stew.
You don't think so? Who, like, would, if you were chartering a boat, would you want Kate or would you want Hannah?
Neither.
Yeah. I don't think Kate's that good of one either. And then Bruno. Remember Bruno from last season?
He was awesome. And Chef Matt. Oh, what a babe.
Oh, yeah. That's right. So Bruno, like, did this whole, like, quote unquote expose because I don't know whether it's an expose when it's just some .com. I don't know if it's even a reliable news source, but saying, like, how Kate does a ton of cocaine is, like, a huge cokehead.
And right, I'm like, I saw that.
And I'm like, duh. Didn't everybody know that? Like, can't you just tell from looking at her?
Right. I mean, Sheena openly says she was drinking and taking Xanax at the same time.
Stassi?
Yeah. I'm, like, off this week.
You guys, Mary's having a hard time because her team just lost and she decided that it'd be a good time to record during the game, which we could have waited till after.
And I'm sitting on the ground.
She's also sitting on the ground. Yes.
My leg keeps on going dead.
Okay. So what I – well, then we'll finish up for you. But so when the primary – when Sandy brought out the preference
sheet. The preference sheet, that was such a fuck you.
I was like, Captain Sandy for the win. Like, dude, she's a boss-ass bitch. Yes. Yeah. And then
that red hen, though, was literally so insane. She was thought she was a meteorologist.
Okay. She was
saying, look at the line. Look at the line. Hurry, hurry. The lightning in the water. Ah! I was like, oh my God. Oh my God.
And then she's like, I once caught a tuna, cut it open, and ate it right there. And I was like, what the fuck? And then she's like, hunting birds when you're drunk is so fun. I'm like, whoa. I'm like, all right, Anastasia, go back to your castle, ugly stepsister.
Like, she could have her own reality TV show.
No.
No, she's too horrible, but no, she was. Her one-liners were pretty amazing.
Well, I was.
But like, also, could you imagine like Ramona on one of these? She would be horrible.
Love it. I would. Yeah. I would love the crossover of the New York Housewives on the Charter.
Yes.
When Ramona's like, "Who gave you permission to get my hair wet?" And then she's like, "Where are the nuts? Where's my Pinot Grigio? I need the Pinot Grigio. Hello, it's turtle time."
Could you Where's the peanut?
Yeah. She's like, Johan face, give Johan face.
They would like all end up hooking up with all the deckhands.
Oh no, poor deckhands. Sonya would be like, hello, boys. Like, where do you guys sleep? Show me.
Bobby would be so into it. Oh yeah. I miss him.
No.
Oh no, he was entertaining.
I think you have Stockholm syndrome. Like, I'm a little worried. Like, you're saying you like T-Rav. You're saying like you're.
Giving... I don't like T-Rav anymore. I do like Bobby though. Matt.
Bobby's like. Grr. Like, I just feel like his teeth are just like he's just like
he's Ace Ventura.
Yes. Like when he closes his mouth, he's attractive. But he ruined it last season for him. That's why he wasn't asked back, because he was a creep.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Wah, wah.
But the charters, and when they were leaving too, they're like, I would just say, like, next time you should check your preference sheets. And they're like, what? Like, the primary guest said that to them. And like, and here's your tip. And so then the blonde on Facebook was saying that she gave money for the tip and she thought everybody gave the same. But then when they told him what the total of the tip was, she's like, I gave that half. I gave half of that. Like, they stiffed me.
So, wait, the girl that was barfing?
No, the blonde girl that wasn't eating duck or shellfish or lobster, and only she doesn't like eggs.
Oh.
On so Facebook. Sorry, yeah, let me back up. So I forgot what her name, Michelle. So she went on Facebook in her apology tour. She said, and the worst part is that I thought we were all giving the same amount of money for the tip. And then when they said what the tip total was, I learned that I actually gave half of the tip. So, like, the tip total was, like, $20,000. She gave $10,000. She thought everybody was giving $10,000. But I'm like, those bitches do not look like they have $10,000 to spare.
Well, they only gave $12,000.
Oh, whatever it was. Whatever the
total. They gave $12,000 and everyone got $1,000 each.
Yeah, but
so she paid for six, and then the rest of the people gave, like, $1,000.
Yeah, but also what I heard, too, was that they actually didn't book the charter. It was one of those, like, they're in, like, an MLM, you know, like a LuLaRoe or, like, Rhode Island Fields or something like that, and they actually they were the ones who won. They like won this for like selling the most, which makes sense to me because they don't look like people who actually have money.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, so
they were like trying too hard.
Yeah, so I find it all very fascinating.
I could see that.
Yeah, do we have anything else about Below Deck?
Write us a 5-star review. And
what are you going to do this weekend? It's Memorial Day weekend.
I'm going camping Friday and Saturday, which it's going to be wild.
In Big Sur?
Well, it's like an RV and boats and jet skis.
In Tahoe?
It's called Lake Berryessa. It's in Napa area.
Who's going on this trip?
And my high school friends, my guy friends. It's going to be...
Oh, okay. Insane. So could you please send us, just like drop a pin where you'll be? Because I don't know if you're coming back on Monday.
No.
The face you're giving is very much the face you're giving is very much like you might be right.
I'll send some lives. Maybe I'll do some live stories from the campfire.
I don't think you should. I don't think
that's a no. Then that's a no.
Yeah, I mean, I think people would like. I just check it before you post it. We don't need any. We do not need Pat to say to us
a Portland repeat.
Yeah, we don't need a Portland repeat. Exactly. Okay.
Are you doing anything fun?
I am not. This is the first weekend that I think I've been in town since like March. So I'm very excited to have a relaxing weekend of doing nothing.
Nice.
I will be watching soccer on Saturday for the UEFA Champions League. Oh. Yeah. And maybe I'm having a glass of rosé in the sunshine. Anyways, it's Memorial Day. Enjoy your long weekend, everybody. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.
Chat soon.
Bye.
Bye.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at.
So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today. Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water, 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years, and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.